Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's cool. Sometimes you get reminded of how powerful the radio is.
Right?
We got 9 people listening to the DC Quick Pitch in China.
We're huge in China. Terrifically huge in China.
The DC Quick Pitch podcast, posted yesterday, is brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. Go listen to it if you're a Nats or a baseball fan. It's available on iTunes, thefandc.com, play.it. We're going worldwide, baby.
Prestige worldwide, you and me.
Yeah, we are. 9 listeners in China. Also, speaking of the power of radio, I reference, anecdotally, this time I'm in a McDonald's parking lot, and this guy comes up angrily telling me that he thinks we've wronged Robert Griffin. And I said, I wondered a couple years later what that guy thinks today. And he calls in immediately and
told
tells
you what
he thought.
So
he feels the exact same way, by the way.
The one part in general, and I tried to say this throughout the process, that I actually agree with the sentiment on, not that like we, quote-unquote, did Robert wrong or whatever you want to call it, pointing out that a guy can't play, I think, is part of our job. It's part of a fan's gig. That's normal. I don't like how people personally turned on someone whose crime was not playing well. He was the same gimmicky, shticky, awkward
right.
dude or whatever, and all of a sudden became a villain.
Yeah, it shouldn't be personal
right.
at all.
And it got personal. That always bothered me about it. So in that regard, I always tried to steer away from that, but in pointing out, hey, one quarterback is better than the other or whatever you want to say. By the way, I was the last to get off that train of among a whole lot of people.
You rode that train. You were asleep on the metro, and you went back and forth from one end of the line to the other all day.
I was at the one where, oh, my God, I passed my – I meant to go to Farragut North, and somehow I'm in Greenbelt. I don't know how that happened, but that's – my point was, you give it a shot. You invested so much, you just keep seeing if it's going to work. And I was fine with that for a team that I didn't think was going to be that good.
I set my over-under, Danny, at 0.5 games that he'll start the rest of his career. So basically what we're asking you is, will he ever start a game again, over or under? I would take the under on that because he's at a point now where here's what would have to happen for him to start this season. First of all, the workout has to go well today. He has to get signed by the Chargers. Then he's got to stay healthy throughout camp and the preseason. And as a third quarterback behind Kellen Clemens, at least initially, who knows the offense while he doesn't, he'd have to play a lot in the preseason. Then he'd have to make the team as the third quarterback, and 2 guys would have to get hurt. So it's unlikely that he would start a game this year. Then you're almost 3 full years removed, other than the 1 start in week 1 with Cleveland, since you've last started a game. And the chances of him being out of football if he doesn't start this season grow. So I would say that the easy money would be on that he wouldn't start another game, which is a sad thing. Which
it is sad.
I mean, 2012 was so magical. My fiance, her brother, those guys in section D70 of the green parking lot to tailgate with them, they still celebrate 2012. They still love Robert Griffin. Mm-hmm. They drove to Cleveland to watch him in the preseason. They're Robert Griffin fans and always will be for what he gave them in 2012. Now, they happen to also love Kirk Cousins and are just fine with how the organization is doing now. But they respect and thank Griffin for the memories,
2012
which
was
I think
magical,
is a reasonable
man.
Way to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he will not start again in the league. That's a crazy thing to think about.
I think he does, and your point is well seen, but I go through it. It's Jacoby Brissett started twice. You know what I mean? Drew Stanton, Scott Tolzien started games. E.J. Manuel started a game. Matt McGloin started a game last year. Guys that you go, wait, who? If they were standing next to you at a supermarket checkout, you wouldn't think twice. You would never go, oh, that's an NFL quarterback who was probably a household name in his college town. Guys kick around. People are so desperate for quarterbacks. Guys get hurt, et cetera. He'll start a game for somebody somewhere. It'll be one of those, like, lead-in type stories. Like, how neat is this? Remember this 2012 thing? It'll be 6 years down the line, and he'll start a game. Doug Flutie started the end of his career. One of those kinds of deals. Vinny Testaverde played until he was 40. He'll start for somebody at some point, but I think the general theme of what you're saying is correct. Think about where we were and where we are.
I don't see the path to it, though. He may not have a job in football again.
Totally true.
If this workout today is not a smashing success, how are you more likely to get a job next year, another year removed? It doesn't get easier. It gets harder. Plus, you're flooded with another draft class, I mean, you've got another 10, 12, 14 guys taking up jobs in the league every year.
A cheap veteran backup. Someone will slip on a banana peel.
Maybe a third guy, which, by the way, there's less third quarterbacks than there used to be.
That's true.
No one's having him as a number two if he doesn't get some run this year, I wouldn't think. I wouldn't put a lot of money on that is all I'm saying. Kendall and Woodbridge, you're up.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
You know, as I was sitting there listening to you guys and waiting, I was debating on saying something a little controversial. It stirred the pot a little bit, but I'm not going to do that.
You can if you want, though. Kendall. You've earned that, right?
Yeah. I don't have it. And so, I'm gonna leave that one alone, man. Here's the thing about Griffin. I don't think he'll start another game. I think some of the tomato cans that have gotten another shot is because they had a foundation in pro-style football. And it just, I mean, I just don't think that Robert could be the guy he used to be. And there's no room for him in the league at this point. But the last caller said the reason why, I guess he's talking about the offensive line, which is basically almost the same offensive line, at least in the first year of Kirk starting.
Right. From 2014, Robert's last time on the field, for sure.
Exactly. So the reason why Robert was getting hit on his third step is because it was a jailbreak every time, because people knew he couldn't kill him in the pocket. You're not going to come and rush everyone if you know a guy can take his third step and bang you in the pocket. But that wasn't a fear for Robert to do that, and that's where a lot of his stands don't understand. The dude didn't have the basic fundamentals from the pro-style offense, and he couldn't be that super electric athlete that he was in 2012, and that's the reason why he won't get another chance.
Thanks, Kendall. Ryan's in Alexandria. Griffin working out for the Chargers today. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
Y'all like Talladega Nights, right?
Yes.
Good movie.
What happened with RG3 and us? And the scans is just like the imaginary crash Ricky Bobby had.
Where he thought he was on fire? Like
yes, because we didn't handle him right. And when he came back, he was shell-shocked. He didn't trust the line, and he never regained his confidence again. That rookie year before the injury, he was on fire. Everybody loved him. He was on fire. Yep. Couldn't do nothing with him. He got hurt. We was letting Kirk come in, win games. I think it was the Raven game and then the Seahawks game in the playoffs.
Kirk started the Cleveland game, too. So he came in and won the Baltimore game off the bench. And then he beat Cleveland on the road, and they had their most passing yards and one of their best offensive games of the year, and they weren't running read option to do it.
Yeah, they didn't do what they were doing.
And that turned a lot of heads in the organization. Yeah. Eric's in Alexandria. What's up, Eric?
Samsung SMN
908. Nope. That's a weird noise. I don't think that was Eric.
Okay. That was some sort of robot invasion.
You know what I think that was? Either a robot invasion or a GPS. I heard 908 or Alexa.
What GPS sounds like that?
I heard Alexa at some point. By the way, Will Blackman's going to come on the show next. Redskins DB,
right now?
Getting ready for training camp.
Love Will Blackman.
He just got back to me and said he is good to go. So we will talk to him at about 11:32. I'll tell you this really quickly.
What's up?
I was hosting my Sunday morning show on XM. I do it from my basement. I've got like a unit down there I can use to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking about Alexa on the show, and I talked about all the ways I use my Alexa. I turned on my Alexa, which was upstairs in my house, while just talking about Alexa, and she started talking a bunch and basically ruined the show at that point. But the reason I tell you this is I was talking at a normal volume, literally.
Like you are now.
Right now or less. In the basement at like 9 in the morning. She's in the kitchen, a whole level upstairs, nowhere near me. And it scared me because I realized Alexa is listening to me at all times.
Like, she heard Alexa and was like, what up, yo?
She probably knows I'm saying her name right now. That's how scared I am of her.
If there's a radio on in your house, then you just turned Alexa on.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll talk to Will Blackman of the Washington Redskins about training camp starting on Thursday next. Our double play today should be fun. Something that you can start doing while getting a ride in Lyft that you've always wanted to have the option to do. You're listening to the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.